You've sent this research in about immune systems, and wow, you have good taste because this is fascinating.
Yeah.
We're going to dive deep into antibodies today
Okay.
and this new idea called the S number.
Right.
And it's supposed to help us really understand how strong our immune responses are.
Okay.
So it sounds kind of complicated, but our expert is going to break it down for us and make us all feel really smart today.
Yeah, it does sound a bit complicated,
Right.
but it's actually pretty elegant once you kind of get the gist of it.
Okay.
So think of the S number like a ranking system,
Okay.
but for your antibodies.
Gotcha.
So it basically measures how effective each antibody is at doing its job, you know, like almost like a power level
Okay.
in a video game or something like
So
that.
a higher S number means a stronger antibody. Like my antibody against the common cold might have a way higher S number than yours, and I shake off a cold way faster.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a cool idea, right?
Yeah.
And the paper suggests that our S numbers are unique to each of us,
Oh, wow.
like fingerprints.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So how did they figure that out?
So
Filter your
strange to
throat?
ask the antibodies.
If only it was that simple.
Right.
They used something called peptide arrays,
Okay.
basically microscopic petri dishes with all these little protein fragments on them.
Like a little obstacle course
Yeah, think of it like that.
for the antibody.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so cool.
So,
Like a little microscopic game.
yeah.
I love it.
So what they did was they took different dilutions of blood serum.
Which is the part of your blood that has the antibodies in it.
Okay.
And they basically tested those on the arrays.
So they're watching how these antibodies
Yeah.
interact with these different protein fragments at these different
As
concentrations.
different concentrations, exactly.
That's like such detective work.
It is. It's incredible.
It's like detective work on a totally different level.
Yeah. It's amazing that we
Yeah.
can see these patterns and make these
But
connections with such
it's so complex.
complex systems.
It is. And
Blah.
what they found is really significant.
So they set up this obstacle course and they're measuring how the antibodies perform. What's the big takeaway here? What did they learn about the S number?
No. So their findings show that this S number could be a total game changer,
Okay.
especially when it comes to vaccines.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, like imagine if doctors could predict
Okay.
how well your body would respond to a vaccine
I mean,
just by knowing your S number.
that would be amazing
Right.
instead of like a one-size-fits-all approach.
Totally.
Wow.
We could have personalized vaccine strategy.
That sounds like sci-fi.
It does, doesn't it? But you know, it's funny because you mentioning the vaccine thing, it
Yeah.
made me think
Okay.
sometimes I get a flu shot and I feel totally fine.
Yeah.
And then other times I'm a little achy or even a little feverish.
Totally.
So could the S number explain
Okay.
why some people have stronger reactions to vaccines?
Very well could. Right.
Yeah. And you know, our immune systems,
Okay.
they're shaped by our past encounters
Right.
with like viruses and bacteria. And they call that immune history.
Immune history.
Yeah.
Intense.
So this research suggests that the S number
Okay.
might be a key part of how our bodies remember those past encounters.
So our immune systems keep like a little logbook
Kind of,
of
yeah.
every germ they've ever encountered.
Yeah, you could say
That's
that.
kind of creepy.
It is interesting, and this is where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
This paper dives into a concept called original antigenic thin.
Original antigenic sin.
Yeah.
That sounds like my immune system is in trouble.
It's not as bad as it sounds.
Okay.
Essentially, the first time our immune system encounters a virus, it creates a memory of that specific virus.
Okay.
It's like taking a snapshot.
Gotcha.
Now, if we encounter a really similar virus later on, our immune system might just rely on that old snapshot
Yeah.
instead of creating a new response.
So it's using an old map for a new city?
Yeah.
Oh,
And depending on how different that new virus
no.
is,
Okay.
that old response might not be as effective.
Right.
And this is where that S number comes in,
Okay.
because the researchers think it could influence which antibody snapshots our bodies decide to keep around
Oh, that makes sense.
for future reference.
So a higher S number antibody,
Yeah.
like the elite athletes of the antibody world,
Exactly.
they're more likely to be remembered by the immune system.
Yeah, it's like our bodies curate their antibody libraries,
Wow.
you know, making sure they've got all the best tools available.
That's wild. Our bodies are keeping these notes, they're remembering these past infections, and they're using it to fight off new things. But sometimes those memories aren't really perfect, right? And they overreact
Yeah.
or attack the wrong thing.
Exactly.
So could this be connected to like autoimmune diseases?
Yeah.
Where the immune system is attacking its own cells?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And it is something that scientists are really interested in exploring further. Like, imagine if certain S number profiles made someone more likely to develop an autoimmune disorder.
Wow.
Or what if we could find ways to kind of adjust the S number to retrain the immune system to stop attacking those healthy cells?
That would be incredible.
It would be amazing.
Like hitting the reset button on the immune system.
Yeah.
So we went from talking about like stronger antibodies to personalized vaccines to like revolutionizing autoimmune disease treatment.
I know, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
All from this S number. It's really cool.
Oh, that's so cool that one little discovery can unlock all these possibilities.
Absolutely. And this is just the start.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
This research is a good reminder that science is always evolving.
Totally.
What we know today could be totally different tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think the more we know about our immune systems, the better we'll be at developing treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for infectious diseases, but for so many other things.
For everything.
Yeah.
I feel like before this deep dive, I only had a very surface level understanding of antibodies and how our immune systems work.
Right.
But now I see how complex it is.
It's so complex.
And like how much potential there is.
Absolutely. And it's just so fascinating.
It is really cool.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll be able to fine tune our immune systems as easily as we update our phones.
Now that is a future I am here for.
Yeah.
I am ready.
Me too.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Exploring this research about antibodies and the S number.
Yeah.
It's been so interesting learning about this with you. And thank you, everyone else, for listening along with us. We'll catch you next time.